It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, there's a tornado drill coming up Thursday for the whole state. We'll get ready for tornado and severe weather season coming up.
First, we're getting an update on a story we've been following since Governor Walker introduced his budget proposal, possible changes to the University of Wisconsin system budget and governance system.
In a letter to the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee yesterday, Governor Walker included some tweaks to that budget proposal, which he introduced originally in February. One of the points included in the letter would tie UW system tuition increases to inflation and keep the current language of the Wisconsin idea.
Karen Herzog has been reporting on potential changes to the University of Wisconsin system, and she's here to put this news in context. She's a higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, what changes in this budget update letter from the governor?
Well, basically, it puts into writing what the governor previously said when it was first revealed that changes had been made to the Wisconsin idea. That's one thing. As you may recall, back in February, it was revealed that there were segments taken out of the mission for the UW system in statutory language, that the governor said, that was a misunderstanding, and he said he would restore it. So this letter does restore everything about the Wisconsin idea that was eliminated. Now, I don't know if he actually is adding that part of the mission is to serve the state workforce's needs. I'm not real clear on that part. But the other thing he did was he also previously has said he wanted future tuition increases to be no more than the annual increase in the consumer price index, which the federal government uses to track inflation. Now, he's previously said that's what he wanted. In this case, the letter usually is sent to the legislature to correct any drafting errors. But in this case, he was addressing something that both he and Republican lawmakers had called for, and actually adding something rather than just correcting.
And another part of this is block grants. Well, what are block grants and how are they used?
Block grants are like one big block of money. Rather than designating that you have to use specific categories for specific expenses, it basically allows more flexibility to the UW system to decide how it wants to spend the money within reason, within certain guidelines. But it's generally just a matter of flexibility in giving the UW system more control over how it runs its business.
Now, how would the connection between block grants and inflation and tuition and inflation change what the governor originally wanted to do in his first budget proposal?
Well, there was talk of the UW system getting a block grant that would have the consumer price index kind of built in, that after 4 years, now this would be after 4 years, that index would be added to the amount that the UW system receives, and it's basically just setting a structure for how the university receives funding. It basically says we're getting the same amount of money that we got the last time, plus we're getting inflation. And that UW system president, Ray Cross, says would allow the system to have a more stable source of funding and to be able to make plans for things that they want to accomplish in the future rather than having to wonder whether their budget's going to be cut every 2 years or what's going to happen.
And what kind of response has this gotten so far from Cross and others in the university system?
You mean the letter?
Letter that he just sent to the Joint Finance Committee, yes.
It's interesting because UW System President Ray Cross is very diplomatic in his responses. He's very measured. And he praised the governor for restoring the Wisconsin idea through this letter. He was very happy about that. But he's not happy about the tuition cap. Nobody in the system administration is, because the part of the flexibility they're seeking is the ability to set tuition. And this basically says, if we give you the public authority or we give you other flexibilities, this isn't going to be one of them. And if state funding is reduced, universities traditionally tend to cope with that with another big revenue stream, which is tuition. They tend to have tuition increases when state funding declines. So this, to some degree, ties the hands of the university to raise additional money if they have state funding cuts.
Now, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, John Nygren, has said, basically, to paraphrase, forget about the public authority model, it's dead. What are his concerns about it?
I think that there are several legislators who really are reluctant to let go of the control the state currently has over the UW system. Tuition is a big part of it. And I think that there's just generally, there's a history of a lack of trust between the state government, that is legislators, that should be specific legislators, and the UW system. There's always been sort of this relationship where they don't see eye to eye quite frequently. And I think that has come into play quite a bit.
Are there enough votes, do you think, in the Assembly to prevail on that one and to kill off that public authority model?
I think it's, from what I can tell at this stage, the public authority does seem to be dead in the water. Now, UW system is still hoping to get several new flexibilities that would have been part of the package in a public authority. As Ray Cross describes the public authority, it's basically like a package or vehicle for putting all of these flexibilities together. And they still want flexibilities on procurement, you know, purchasing materials that are unique to UW system, education, capital budgets. They want more control over the front end of it, you know, picking, how the projects are actually guided through the process. They want a pay plan. You know, they want to have ability to set their own pay plan. Excuse me, for faculty and staff. So while the proposal of a public authority doesn't seem to be going anywhere, that doesn't mean that there perhaps won't still be some flexibilities given to the UW system.
We're talking about possible changes now to the UW system's budget proposal. Came out around February with reporter Karen Herzog, and talking a little bit more about Ray Cross now, he is still supporting this idea of increased autonomy for the university. He's been saying this chance may not come again for decades. Does he have the support of the university system that he represents right now?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because within the administration, UW system administration, I would say yes. But on the campuses, opinion is very split. And I think a lot of that is because there's just so few details about what that public authority would look like. I think there's a sense among faculty and staff, many people who are on campuses, that this hasn't really been studied. There is no sense for exactly how much would be saved. There's some estimates, but there's really no clear sense of what this would mean to the future of the system and how it would impact the quality of the system. So there are a lot of people who are just saying, okay, this may be in the best interest of the system, but we just don't know that for sure yet. Let's do what universities do. Let's do some research and give it some careful consideration.
And where does the proposal to get rid of tenure and shared governance stand right now?
Well, the way that things are done in the legislature is they have to deal with what the governor has put on the table, and that does not include tenure or shared governance, because he basically removed much of the statutes that govern the UW system with the idea that a new public authority would adopt those policies through the Board of Regents, that they would just be kind of clearing the table and starting over again. Now, if that's not going to happen, the legislature actually has to add those things back in. They actually have to take action to add it back in. Now, Ray Cross is very optimistic that that's going to happen. He seems very committed to that idea. And he's actually said, if it's not added back, then I really don't want to be working in a system that doesn't have shared governance and tenure.
Why do you think the governor released this letter at this particular point? Obviously, this has been a subject of much debate and heated opinions. Is he expecting to sway the discussion, or is there a different aim to this letter right now?
Well, it's tradition for a letter to be sent to the legislature by the governor at around this time. And as I said earlier, it basically is usually to correct drafting errors in the budget bill. So it's usually not a big deal. It doesn't usually add things to the discussion. But in this case, the Joint Finance Committee is still doing its job, and there probably won't be any serious discussions, public discussions, and hearings for another several weeks. So it's not an unusual thing for him to do the letter, but it is unusual for him to add new things to the budget bill by, for example, adding the proposed tuition cap after the current tuition freeze expires in 2 years.
Karen, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
That was Karen Herzog, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was with us to talk about Governor Walker's latest ideas to change the UW system budget.